it something that you might pour over a pudding, a type of sweet liquid, maybe with cream and sugar, that sort of thing? What do you call that?
It depends on what you mean by pudding in that question. I can't conceive of pouring sweet liquid over what I mean by pudding. But if it's pudding in the English sense, which is cake, you would pour sauce over it sometimes.
Would you ever call it anything else?
I don't think so.
Is a sauce the same as a gravy?
Gravy is something that's made from meat and poured over meat, or poured over vegetables, or sopped up with biscuits.
Yeah. Well, what about barbecue?
What does that have in it? Ketchup and Worcester sauce. That's still something that's poured over meat.
Okay. What about the food that you eat between meals? You say
The sauce thing, sauce is not necessarily sweet, but a gravy is necessarily not sweet.
Okay.
Okay.
And food you eat between meals, you say you're having?
A snack.
And you say you get up at 7 o'clock talking about breakfast. You say you breakfast at 7.
Eat.
Yesterday you
ate.
You have.
Eaten.
And you already mentioned coffee. What about preparing it? You say you were going to.
I would say I'm going to make coffee. Now, my father always insisted on having drip coffee. But I don't think he would have said, I'm going to go drip some coffee. I think he would have still said, I'm going to make coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And using a percolator, I still say, make coffee.
Say on a hot day, if you were thirsty, you might go pour yourself a
glass of water.
Do you have different names for different types of glasses?
You might say goblet.
What would that be like?
That's a good question. I think of a goblet as being a large glass with a stem, larger than a wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
Wine glass has a stem. A sherry glass is a smaller glass with a stem.
Anything else come to mind?
Tumbler comes to mind, but I think that's more or less synonymous with glass.
Say if you accidentally knocked the glass off onto cement, it would more than likely
break.
Yesterday you did the same thing and it
broke.
And it has
broken.
And I might ask you, talking about water and such things, how much did you
drink?
You say I have
drunk.
Yesterday I
drank.
Say if you have some people over as guests for a meal and they're standing around the table. Keep doing that. You say, go ahead.
Sit down.
Do it make any difference what you would say there in that situation? Whether you're talking to friends or strangers?
I don't think it would.
Okay. So you say they went ahead and
sat down.
They have
sat down.
And they're going to
sit down.
Or say if they're seated at the table and you don't want them to wait until something's passed, you say go ahead and
help yourself.
So they went ahead and
helped themselves.
They have
helped themselves.
They're going to
help themselves.
And if somebody passed you something that you really couldn't stand, what would you say?
I would probably say no thank you. If pressed, I would probably say I don't care for that. If pressed even further, I might say I don't eat that, or I never eat that. I don't think I would say I don't like that unless it were among family or with close friends.
Okay. Talking about food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
reheated.